Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from Living Word Church. And we invite you every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. to join us. And on the 23rd, coming soon and very soon, August 23rd, Sunday morning, we are having a spectacular play. Yes, a live stage play. And the title of that play is I Only Did It Once.
Yeah.
So there's so much outlined in the play. We're going back to the garden where Adam and Eve, they only did it once. They ate from that one tree that they were not supposed to eat of, even though they had access to all the other trees. The Bible said that they could have freely ate from, and they ate it one time. And because of that, man fell into sin. And then it shows different life experiences, modern day of people, different adversity that people go through because of one choice that they made. They make a negative choice. They say, oh, I'm just going to do it once, just going to try it once. And then how they get sucked in to sin. And then we're going to go to Jesus, where he died on the cross one time, once and for all sin. So the title of the play is I Only Did It Once. So we would like to invite you and your family and your friends out Sunday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. for that impartation through that play. There's a lot of things that are incorporated into it. So we're going to have a wonderful time. And we believe, God, that the power of ministry through the word, through the play, that it's going to be very impactful and cause us to reconsider, you know, some things. Sometimes we try to minimize, oh, I only did it once. Yeah. I'm only going to try it once. And we try to minimize. But there's power in that once, power for good and power for bad. So we have to make quality decisions as we go throughout our day and be assured that Jesus died once and for all sin. So we are not working to earn salvation. It is freely given unto us through Jesus Christ, through his submission on the cross, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension. We have the power of the Holy Spirit now inwardly dwelling in us to continue to move forward and build the next generation church.
Yeah, so we invite you, first of all, to come and worship with us on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And we also are saying to you, tell someone that to tune in to Make Your Day Count on a weekly, daily broadcast here, where we pray and believe that the Holy Spirit will inspire us to say something that will touch your life and change you for good. Mm-hmm. Because the word of God bring what? Change. Mm-hmm. And that's why the play is going to be great. And the 23rd, only did it once. Mm-hmm. Once and for all. Salvation, God did it one time. Mm-hmm. We are saved. Mm-hmm. So come out and learn. Once you believe in God, it's a complete work. Mm-hmm. It's not going over the same work every time.
Yeah.
It's one complete work of grace in your life. Mm-hmm. He only did it once. So come out, bring your friend, bring your family, and let's have a day of worshiping God. Mm-hmm. And you will have a revelation and demonstrate it through a play.
In Psalm chapter 78, beginning at verse 4, it tells us, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. So it is our duty, our mandate to impart not only into our own children, but into the next generation, the wonderful works of God. So when we're intentional about it, then it's a demonstration of passing the baton of faith to the next generation. Yeah. You know, when Elizabeth and Mary both gave birth within the same window, same 6 month window, was two generations that were having a baby at the same time. So Elizabeth, it was a fulfillment of things she prayed for throughout her life and had not seen yet. And for Mary, it was a future aspiration. It wasn't anything she was praying for right then. You know, if you think of that season of life, she was a woman and she was engaged to a man. So in her mind, I'm sure she assumed in the future that she would have children, but it wasn't a prayer request, an immediate urgent prayer request for her to have a child at that time. So here you are, you have two women that are giving birth, two generations giving birth at the same time. So the older generation, the generation of Elizabeth, she had prayed throughout her life to see something. And Mary had a hope in the future that she would have something, but she didn't have an immediate expectation for it to come anytime soon before she received the word from the angel of the Lord. But then her birthing came. Jesus came. So they both had a baby at the same time in two different seasons of prayer. So, you know, there's the generations before us that have prayed for outpouring in this time, in this generation. So we can't sometimes, I prayed for 20 years and it didn't happen for me. And this person just walked in off the street and it happened for them. Let us not get bitter. Let us see that it's a glorious work of God, that it's an answer to prayer from previous generations, and not take it for granted or take it in a way, you know, because the enemy, he likes to twist stuff, right? So you see, well, wait, why did God do it for them and he didn't do it for me? No, he's doing it all of us together. He's using us all equally of equal importance together to bring forth his glory, to bring forth evidence in the earth.
Yes, so we are mandate, and we keep using this word all week, that we are mandate to teach our faith. Faith must be taught, modeled, and live. It must be taught, we must model it, and we must what? Live it from one generation to the next. They have example of it. We are called here in Living Word to produce and practice a multi-generational congregation. It's very intentional. And on this Thursday morning, I want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. If we are going to see the next generation, then we have to be intentional about that. Mm-hmm. We have to practice a multi-generational congregation. Mm-hmm. We got to model it. Mm-hmm. We got to model it. It can't be for the chosen frozen. It has to be for all. Mm-hmm. And God wants to see that. The church that practice love and compassion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A church, this end time church, mm-hmm. and we talk about the end time church. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the next generation church mm-hmm. rather than get hung up about the end time church. Yes. Let's get hung up about the next generation church. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. That church have to demonstrate and practice the love of God. It must be a welcoming church. Mm-hmm. I'm going someplace there.
Yeah.
It must be a welcoming church for all. Mm-hmm. Not for some, but for all. And the last time I read my Bible and you did that, mm-hmm. and remind me of it today, Diane. Mm-hmm. Something I think it was Monday. Mm-hmm. I think you remind me of it. For God's in John chapter 3, you went down to that verse to say, "Here's this: For God so what? Loved the world. Mm-hmm. And he modeled it. Mm-hmm. He gave his son. So he modeled that love. It was not only for God so loved the world and nothing more. Mm-hmm. But for God so loved the world that he modeled that. Mm-hmm. He gave his son. Mm-hmm. That now we all have equal rights. We all have it. Not some. And that's why the word is. He used a very beautiful word there. Whosoever. That's a beautiful word in that scripture. Whosoever. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't single out one particular group. But whosoever. Whoever. Believe in him. So we can't pick and choose now. Oh, isn't that a great guy?
Yeah.
There's no pick and choose. We can't say, oh, these persons are the one that God died for, or this group of people. No, he died for the world. Mm-hmm. And in the world, whosoever believed will not what? Perish, but find eternal life. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, guys.
We have a picture in Zechariah chapter 8 in verse 4. It says, thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem.
Come on, they're beautiful.
Each one with his staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets.
That's the church.
So just think of that picture, that multi-generational, where you have older people who are at peace, who are ready to impart wisdom, who are sitting and supervising, overseeing, lots of children in the street that they're able to freely play. They're not in danger of harm because there's people who are watching over them. The people who are there with the staff in their hand to pass on wisdom. And then it says in verse 6, thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts. So we have to have an expectation that God is ready to do things that will make people marvel. We have to have that expectation. He tells us right there, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes? So we have to have an expectation again for that God's kingdom will be established in the earth. It's not too late. And here it specifically uses the word remnant. The remnant of these people. A remnant is the people who survive. The remnant is the people who are left over. The remnant is the people who have not walked away. The remnant are the people who continue to remain faithful. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.